time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan.
It's only Tuesday, but with all that's been going on, it seems like the week is already over. There's a lot happening. And that isn't limited to national stories. There's always a lot of stories happening in Wisconsin. If you miss any of the details, feel free to text the word SPIN to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. It is time to spin.
Madison.
All right. Well, I don't know how you felt about this, Brian, but when some of us were in grade school, the thought of a spelling test, or heaven forbid, a spelling bee, filled us with dread.
Yes.
But some students embraced their love of spelling and flourished, and some went on to be super spellers. This weekend, Wisconsin's top spellers will compete at 1 p.m. Saturday at the Mippy Theater at Madison College. The winner and runner-up of the Badger State Spelling Bee will both compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee in late May.
Wow.
As is fitting a championship event in Wisconsin, there will be a tailgate party.
Right on. That's how we do it.
So before the spelling bee, the Wisconsin State Journal will be cheering on the spellers with a tailgate in the parking lot off Wright Street across from the Mippy. The public is welcome to come cheer on the spellers. There's going to be free brats and hot dogs as long as they last, thanks to a donation from Quick Trip.
Wow.
People are welcome to bring their own food too, or just come between 11:30 and 1 p.m. and cheer on the spellers as they arrive. The Wisconsin State Journal has organized the state spelling bee for 76 years.
Nice.
In Wisconsin, the journey to the Scripps National Spelling Bee starts each fall and winter when students in grades 3 through 8 participate in the classroom, school, and or district spelling bees. And then the winners from these events move on to regional bees, all affiliated with the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
I wish I could be there. I want to see what a spelling bee tailgate looks like. I'm hoping.
Seems like there's probably less booze than a normal tailgate, but I guess you never know.
I don't know. I want to see, you know, five guys who are trying to spell out a word with a letter on each chest, but they're in the wrong order. I want to see all kinds of craziness from there. But, yeah, well, have fun and good luck to those spellers. I can't imagine being that young and that much stress for these spelling bees. It's like, this will draw heat. It's like the pressure that an athlete puts on themselves. You have to compete.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be at the top of your game.
I don't know why that would draw heat.
I have found, talking to former athletes, that anytime you equate anything to athletics that isn't athletics, they get very upset.
No, that's dumb.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing in like a speech and debate tournament. Like anything where you prepare that much for, and all eyes are on you, and there's something on the line. Like, I think all of that is similar.
I had a huge argument with a guy who played D3 football over whether, I said, marching band is an athletic activity. I didn't say it was a sport. I said, because they have to march and do all this choreography while still playing instruments.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have thought I had said football was a game invented by communists.
Oh, gosh.
It was horrifying. But that is that. Well, good luck to all us spellers. I was never one. I was one of the dread. I was filled with dread. Even if I studied for my spelling test,
I was probably a better speller in third grade than I am now.
I am so bad.
My brain is atrophied thanks to spell check.
I was going to say, you have spell check. We don't need to spell anymore.
I don't have any of those words memorized anymore. Gosh.
All right, let's spin it again.
Oshkosh.
Oh, this is one for the ages. The public has a weird fascination with serial killers. I know I love a good documentary about a serial killer, books about serial killers. Well, a new play is taking that fascination to previously uncharted territory. 15 years after creating Ed Gein, the musical, Wisconsin-born actor, writer, and producer Dan Davies is set to premiere the cult classic film as a theatrical play at the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, April 4th through the 6th. Raisin Ormo, Davies Davey said there aren't many independently owned cinemas left, so he is excited to be able to bring his show to one of them in downtown Oshkosh. Quote, having a world premiere in my backyard is a dream come true, Davies told the Oshkosh Northwestern. A comedic musical film, the original Ed Gein the Musical, was a satirical production that delved into the psyche of Gein and what could have possibly led him to become a murderer. Ed Gein the Musical aired on PBS and the Retro TV Network before Davis decided Gein's story would do just as well as a standalone play in two distinct areas, the sheriff's interrogation of Gein and Gein's imagination. Would I love to see this? You betcha.
Yeah?
I think this will be, because it sounds like it's going to be funny, too.
It does sound like it's going to be funny. It gives me, it's giving Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
Right? Because like Sweeney Todd's a musical, literally a musical about a serial killer.
Right, but Ed's local and real.
Ed is local and real.
And, you know, I don't want to see his table lamps. But that is that. So there is spinning for the day. If you missed anything and want more details, text SPIN to 855-616-1620. That's a Signing Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line. When we come back, Teen Girl Talk continues
Teen
on
Girl
Spanning
Talk
the
continues.
State today. Because there's a lot of talk about the effect of social media on young girls. What was missing? Actual young girls telling people what the effect is. So we will talk to Dr. Kate Phelps, the author of Digital Girlhood, after this on Spanning the State.